thank you, Lord God, for this day. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this time. We honor, we glorify you. Now, Father, we pray by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you have anointed me to say and do what you have anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you are worthy of all praise, you are worthy of all honor, and you are worthy of all glory. It is in Jesus' name and for his sake we pray. Amen. Giving honor to God, my brother's ministry, Reverend Weston and Reverend Cotton, to the Antioch family, those of you who are visiting with us today, those that are listening by Radio Paradise Ministry, we greet you yet again in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there is a word from the Lord that is taken from 2 Timothy, the first chapter, verse 7. 2 Timothy, the first chapter, and verse 7. And when you have found it, say amen. And if you need more time, say wait a minute. Get your pencil and paper ready. Amen. Teaching today. Amen. 2 Timothy 1 and 7, where we find these words. Well, let's all say it. Ready? For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Amen. You may be seated. For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. I want to use for a topic, we want to continue our messages concerning stress. This would be coping with stress number 2. And we're going to talk a little bit about when Jesus conquered our fears with faith.
Amen.
One of the reasons we thought about bringing this message, of reiterating this message, there were so many that asked and shared that the message last week impacted their life. And so because of what we are going through today, we decided to bring another message. And this could be a series of messages concerning stress and other things that create issues in our lives. So last week we shared how stress is the extreme demand made on our bodies during tense or dangerous situations. We also shared how our nervous system releases hormones into our bloodstream, and that causes a chemical change. Our hearts begin to beat faster, our breathing speeds up, and our blood pressure or our blood surges to our brain. And as a result of this, it causes people to either try to fight the danger or flee from it. Fear, though, is defined as an unpleasant emotion caused by the belief that someone or something is dangerous. Everyone here this morning knows what it's like to be afraid. We have all been afraid at some point in our life.
Yes. Yes.
And I can remember as a child being afraid of heights.
Yeah.
And if you would journey back with me some 50 years, let's say 50 or 60 years, my older brother and I rode what is called the Ferris wheel. It was a local carnival that came into our neighborhood. And I was afraid. I was a little kid. I was about 4 or 5 years old. And at that time, they had like a little guardrail that was between me and the seat.
Yeah.
But because I was so small, there was a big gap, and I had to stretch out and try to hold the rail. And so I was afraid as the Ferris wheel went up into the air, and I began crying, and I was asking that the operator let me off. But knowing that they wouldn't stop the ride, I had to continue to ride around and around on the Ferris wheel. And so I'm panicking, I'm terrified. And my older brother said, well, close your eyes. I'll let you know when we get to the ground. And I did that. But at the very height of the Ferris wheel, my brother said, we're on the ground. And we were at the very top of the Ferris wheel. That literally terrified me for many years. And I always had a fear of height. But I asked another question to Sister Mathis. I said, what are some of the things that you've been afraid of? And Sister Mathis told me, she said, that she was afraid and had a fear of dogs. And whatever your situation is, that fear is real in your life. And no one can change that but you conquering those fears. Antioch, there are hidden fears that motivate us to do well. Fear of failure causes many people to never start or try anything that is completely safe. Fear of rejection may make us afraid to do anything that could draw criticism or give someone a chance to laugh at us. I could go on and on and talk about fear and phobias. And in the course of naming these different fears, we probably find that all of them fall into two fear categories. Fear, there's good fear. There are some fears that are good. For example, some fears keep us from driving 200 miles an hour. Others, picking up a rattlesnake or jumping off the side of a building or any other foolish thing that could harm us. But on the other hand, there are fears that's also harmful. There's a spirit of fear mentioned in this particular passage. This fear paralyzes us, keep us from doing things that we shouldn't do. And when we think about that, God is giving us logical answers to a practical situation. Yes. Yes. There are good fears, but there are bad fears. Amen. Fear that could be beneficial, but there are also fears that could be detrimental. Yes. In 2 Timothy, that first chapter, it deals with how the believer is encouraged to be faithful. Faith is the subject of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And when we experience or when we exercise our faith, we can conquer our fears. When we exercise our faith, we can conquer our fears. But God did not give us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And I began to wrestle with what God was doing. God gave us a spirit, not a spirit of fear, but he gave us a unique spirit because there's a word called the Ruah. He gave us something. That Greek word simply means that he breathed into something that made us intangible and made us different. It made us uniquely powerful. That spirit made us alive because even when Adam was being birthed and Adam was being made, God breathed into him and he then became a living soul. That Ruah made man uniquely. But God did something so unique to us. He gave us the ability to articulate, the ability to learn, but he also gave us the ability to name everything. He gave man and Adam authority. God gave man with a spirit. God gave us something so unique that made us over all of his creation. And that's authority to rule and to name them one by one. God gave us a spirit. And he did not give us a spirit of fear, because God is saying, I want to activate something in you called faith. And when God begins to activate something in us called faith, it allows us to move our fears out of the way. It says in our reading, God did give us something, and that was something that he wanted us to hold on to that's eternal and everlasting. And God gave us his spirit, the Holy Spirit, for he said, wait for the comforter. And that comforter would lead, that comforter would guide, that comforter would instruct, that comforter would console, that comforter would take up residence, that comforter would indwell, that comforter would reconcile, that comforter would do something so unique in our body that it will hold us even in the midst of a storm. And that spirit that God gave us allows us to be who we are in our personal relationship with the Lord. When we think about what God is doing, he gave us authority to change our own situation by his word. He gave man the authority to speak over all of the things that hamper him, all of the things that would hinder him. So whenever you come into your situation, whenever your mountain is so high, whenever your situation is so overbearing, whenever depression hits you, you need to speak to your own situation. God told the mountain to move. He spoke to the mountain, and the mountain said, the mountain will have to move. And when we begin to speak to our own situation, but you can't speak on your own authority, you must line up your words with the word of God. And whenever you speak to your mountain, whenever you speak to your situation has to change, because God has already given you authority. He gave the authority to Adam to name everything. And we who are created in his image and likeness have the authority to speak to our situation. And when you speak to our situation, that situation changes. The problem we have today is that we go into everybody but who we need to go to. We go to all of these folk who claim that they can do something for you, but can't nobody do you like Jesus do you. Can't nobody heal you like Jesus heal you. So whenever your situation is funny, all you got to do is use the name of Jesus, and your situation will change. This may be part 3. In 2 Timothy, we see something so profound that causes us to move, and it activates our faith to a unique position. What we need to understand is that when we activate our faith, something changes. Our situation.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
KAYT, Shreveport, Greenwood, 92.5.
Aren't you tired of living paycheck to paycheck? Are you spending your tax refund as soon as you get it? Welcome to 360 Financial Services, where you can fix your credit, file your taxes, and increase your financial stability. Hi, I am Catrice Mason. Fix your credit by disputing every negative item on your credit report. No matter what the item may be, it can be removed. You'll be able to get a quote at no expense and file your taxes at 360 Financial Services. I'm also looking to partner with like-minded entrepreneurs who are looking to start their own business. You have the opportunity to be your own boss, make residual income, get paid weekly, make your own hours, and you can work from anywhere with no background check and no overhead. Start 2021 with new goals, excellent credit, and a cash advance. God is opening new doors for you at 360 Financial Services. 318-730-844.